I don't think your opinion is going to be unpopular. We can do better. We can try to do better. I mean, as I understand it, over 500 million people flew on Boeing airplanes in 2023 alone. We want every one of them to get there, but we have the ability to move 530 million people, not including the rest of our aviation sector. We can stop all commerce. We can stop these near misses. We let one airplane operate on the tarmac at a time. We want to get the fatalities down for highway crashes from 40,000. Sure, set the national speed limit at 5 miles an hour. I mean, the safest plane is the one that never takes off.
You're hearing just a snippet of an over 3-hour meeting that happened yesterday. The National Transportation Safety Board and all of its members got together and wanted to dive into what happened in January of 2024. There was a Boeing 737 aircraft, an Air Alaska aircraft, that had taken off, and midair, one of the doors came off. And thankfully, nobody died. Let's get right to it. No one died. There were, I think, a couple minor injuries, but overall, everybody was okay. But it certainly put Boeing in a bad spotlight. And about a year later, it also went back in the spotlight again when a deadly crash, a 737 Boeing crash, happened in South Korea. So this meeting, I thought, was really interesting and very timely, and I wanted to get perspective from one of our pilots that we talked to here on the show, the only retired commercial pilot who exclusively talks to Melissa in the morning, Paul Zielinski, who is here. And Paul, I always appreciate getting your perspective and just giving us what you can in relation to this story.
Well, thanks, Melissa. It's great to be on your show again.
I mean, from where you're at, this was obviously, it sounds like, a manufacturing problem. But would love to know, sort of from a pilot standpoint, what they're dealing with when, you know, I mean, hopefully it doesn't sound like in your career, thank God, you never had something like this happen. But what is sort of happening on board when there's a major issue, you know, maybe not a door flying off, but something wrong with the aircraft?
Well, the first thing the pilots always do is maintain aircraft control. They get the airplane back under the control. Obviously, when this door popped off, it depressurized the airplane, and the pilots were probably very confused about what was going on. But we have protocols to take care of those things, so they maintain the control. The flight attendants had called the forward and let them know that they had lost a door. They had also told them that one of the passengers had been sucked out of the airplane, which was false. It was the seat was empty, but they didn't realize it. And once the airplane's under control and they've run their checklists, they land as soon as they can. They turn around and land, or land at the nearest airport, get everybody on the ground safely.
And obviously, Paul Zielinski, you know, as a longtime commercial airline pilot, newly retired, but with, you know, all of your experience, certainly kind of like don't shoot the messenger. I mean, you're there trying to just get people from point A to point B. You know, this is, again, when we're talking about manufacturing and something going wrong, was this in your opinion, is this an oversight before the aircraft even makes it to the runway? I mean, was this something that could have been identified by anyone on board, pilot, co-pilot, stewardess, and any, you know, what have you?
No, not when it's when it left the factory. Everything appeared to be fine, and I believe that the airplane flew a lot with this problem. And it wasn't, I don't think it was the first flight of the airplane after it left the assembly line. It had to be delivered to wherever it was going, so it was not something that anybody had recognized as being a problem.
And again, this is something where, Paul, you know, this is not a cosmetic, oh, this clearly sticks out. But if it was working properly on other flights, I mean, is it something like a wear and tear, or are these parts being checked pretty frequently that should have been flagged before it ever left the ground?
Well, the airplane is inspected routinely, and they have different levels of inspection, and it probably would have been discovered during one of those inspections, but this was a one-off. The contractor Spirit, not the airlines, but it was a Spirit Manufacturing, was responsible for manufacturing the door and installing it, and it was installed improperly. either the bolts weren't installed or they were installed and they think that they were installed and then removed for some reason, but nobody documented that the bolts were removed and nobody put the bolts back in. So it wasn't, this is just a one-off thing. They did inspect all the other airplanes just to be safe, and this was, I believe, the only one that had this problem. It was just, it was a one-off thing.
And just to remind folks again, Paul Zielinski, who is a retired but longtime airline pilot, Boeings are probably the most common used aircraft, especially for commercial airlines, correct?
Yes. Boeing and Airbus are the two big manufacturers right now.
So do you feel like this was just a sort of a needle in a haystack kind of a situation? I mean, I want to give people perspective in the grand scheme of things, how I want to say rare, and maybe I'm wrong in saying that, but how rare, I'm not saying it's excusable, but these types of issues with an aircraft would happen because you do keep hearing Boeing come up, but maybe it's because there's really not a lot of competition for Boeing. Boeing is basically the model that's being used in America. But how rare these types of events happen?
It is very rare, but every time a little thing happens or every time something happens, it becomes part of the news cycle. And you'll hear about anything that has to do with Boeing because of these incidences. So sometimes it's minor and sometimes it's not, but it'll just be at the head of the news cycle. It is very rare, but I want everybody to realize that these are machines and they're manufactured by human beings. And we do everything, the manufacturers, the pilots, everybody, the maintainers, everybody does everything they can to ensure that it's done safely. But accidents happen, machines break, people make mistakes. We just hope it doesn't end in a tragedy.
Do you believe, though, Paul, that there was a lack of oversight or laziness? I know you had just said, you know, why the bolts were taken out is sort of, we don't know, it wasn't documented. I mean, was that just a kind of a dumb mistake, if you will, or is it because, you know, there could be a lack of oversight or that we're not investing enough in, you know, people to manufacture and to also be sort of second pair of eyes on what's being created?
Well, the National Transportation Safety Board came out with a report yesterday, and they said that there was a lack of oversight by the FAA. Now, it's in Spirit's best interest, and it's in Boeing's best interest that they build safe airplanes that don't have problems. And the FAA tends to rely on Boeing and Spirit and all the suppliers to do a good job, and there's not enough oversight from the FAA. It costs money to hire inspectors, and it costs money to inspect airplanes, and it takes time. Excuse me. So the FAA kind of has a hands-off approach to the airlines. They let them, they'll do some major inspections and they'll give a once-over on the airplane to make sure it's pretty good, but they're relying on the manufacturers to build good products, because if they don't, this is what happens, and it's bad for business.
Yeah, well, and it sounds like the NTSB feels like it's time for a change, especially from the FAA. Paul Zielinski, I want to thank you so much for always giving us such great insight and for obviously your many, many years dedicated to being a fantastic airline pilot. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks a lot, Melissa.
The truth is there was a long chain of events that led to the door plug departure. Problems were identified in numerous Boeing internal audits across production lines, employee speak-up reports, quality alerts, and regulatory compliance issues. In other words, the safety deficiencies that led to this accident should have been evident to Boeing and to the FAA. This time, it was missing bolts securing the door plug, but the same safety deficiencies that led to this accident could just as easily have led to other manufacturing quality escapes and perhaps other accidents.
This is just a small snippet of many hours, a hearing that was done. And it was put together by the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, and they were looking at the case of an Air Alaska flight where back in January of 2024, a door literally flew off the hinges, and thank God no one on board was seriously hurt or killed. But it certainly put Boeing in the hot seat in saying, what in the world happened here, and how do we avoid it ever happening again? And this is something that Senator Richard Blumenthal has been sounding the alarm about, which is not only just taking care of customers better and price gouging and things like that, but also making sure there's not a lack of oversight in the way our aircrafts are being handled. And so I wanted to have him come on and give us, you know, kind of his reaction to what came out of this hearing. It sounds like, Senator Blumenthal, welcome back, that the NTSB feels like the FAA really dropped the ball here and sort of had a hands-off approach with, you know, with companies like Boeing and their aircraft.
Exactly right, Melissa. Not only was Boeing to blame because of its inadequate training and oversight for the manufacturing operation that allowed this door plug or panel to go back to Alaska Airlines without the bolts. There were four bolts that were missing, and that's the reason that the panel flew off mid-flight. But the FAA was also responsible because of inadequate oversight. In fact, the records of the FAA are completely lacking in specificity. They go back only 5 years, and the NTSB made 19 recommendations, 10 of them applying to the FAA, and 9 to Boeing. So clearly there's a shared responsibility for this absolutely frightening incident where the door flew off the plane mid-flight, people's possessions flew out the airplane. Three children were sitting on their parents' laps. One of the parents thought they had lost their child. It was a multiple system failure. And the NTSB, by the way, praised the crew, the flight attendants, for their, as the chairman said, Chairman Hominy said, heroic actions to protect and reassure the people on that flight.
Oh, my God, yes. Are you kidding me? Absolutely. 1,000%. And, you know, and we actually got some perspective from a retired now, but a commercial airline pilot who has been doing this for over 40 years. And this was something that no one on board could have identified or seen ahead of time. This was truly an oversight. It's disappointing, though, Senator Blumenthal, and I think you could certainly speak to this. When you talk about the amount of money that people pay to fly, I mean, it's gotten so ridiculous. And, you know, it's always sort of like follow the money trail. Where in the world is this money going? So I had asked the question of this retired airline pilot. I said, I'm not blaming the pilot, certainly, or the stewardess, anybody who was on that flight. But here's my question is, why in the world doesn't the FAA check in more? Why would there be such a, hey, you know, you've got, my understanding is both Boeing and Airbus, those are your two biggest manufacturer aircraft. That's what's being used the most here and across the globe. So if that's the case, how in the world do you have a hands-off approach? How in the world do you say, we're just not going to dot our I's and cross our T's? We're just going to imagine you've got this all together. How do you not have a second pair of eyes, essentially, on this? Because those bolts being removed, it was as simple as someone didn't record it, it sounds like. And there were several instances, as the chairwoman just said, where it could have been prevented, but it just didn't happen.
It could have been prevented, but the FAA all too often is a captive of the industry. It fails to exercise sufficient scrutiny. At Boeing, there were 24 technicians working on doors at its Renton factory responsible for the oversight and repairs when that plane went back to the shop, so to speak. And of those technicians, only one had experience opening this kind of panel or plug in the past. And he was on vacation during the time the airplane was serviced. The FAA should have noted that fact. It was ineffective oversight, I think, because of agency capture, that is, capture by the industry. And so these 10 recommendations should be implemented right away. And the safety of both crew and passengers secured. And many of these findings, by the way, Melissa, confirm the conclusions in my report. I did a report through the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations of the United States Congress. We made many of these findings months ago. So the question is why it took so long to reach these conclusions. better late than never, but the recommendation should be implemented right away.
Agreed. 1,000%. And the reason I bring up money, Senator Blumenthal, is if this is a money issue, like, hey, it costs money to have more inspectors, more oversight, well, then I think it begs the question, where in the world is all that money going? You know, the amount of money that travelers put into, you know, upgrading their seats and bringing bags on and just the flight alone, even if you got the worst seat on the plane and you brought a backpack, which is included with your airline ticket, the amount of money the airline industry is making is crazy. And we know it's not going back to the pilots, to the stewardess, to, you know, to the working people who are making it happen. But it does beg the question, you know, why isn't it going back then to having better inspectors, more oversight in the manufacturing process? I think it would certainly bring more confidence to the traveling population when you hear about these awful things happening.
It would bring more confidence to travelers and more credibility to the airlines. Boeing is planning a new design for the door plug. And once it's approved, the FAA ought to immediately direct all the aircraft to be retrofitted. The fact that that plane left Boeing without four bolts, absolutely inexcusable. And you are absolutely right. Planes are full these days. In case you hadn't noticed, there's barely a seat empty, and a lot of the flights are late or canceled. The airlines make money on them, whether they're on time or not, and they are making plenty of money because the summer traveling season is upon us, and the planes are doing very, very well. It ought to be going to safety, reliability, on-time performance, and all of these fees and hidden charges that people are charged, they should be ended as well.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. It's just so inexcusable. Senator Blumenthal, I appreciate you always sounding the alarm about this and weighing in on the conversation. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Melissa. Take care.